I've entitled this message, Things My Mother Gave Me. But here's a list of things that my mother taught me, or a mother taught her child. She taught me logic. If everyone else jumped off a cliff, would you do it too? She taught me humor. If you cut your legs off in that lawnmower, don't come running for me for help. She taught me genetics. You're just like your father. She taught anticipation. Just wait until your father gets home. She taught me about receiving. You're going to get it when I get home. She taught me religion. You better pray that comes out of the carpet. She taught me stamina, and I want to tell you, this is one my mother taught me. You'll sit there until all that spinach is finished. And in my case, it was the awfulest, nastiest zucchini, squash, potatoes, and slimy whatever it was that I sat there for hours, and she would not let me get up. I have scars from that, deep, deep scars. I don't eat zucchini to this day. Mom's watching, so she'll appreciate that. She taught me the circle of life. I brought you into this world, and I can sure take you back out of it. She taught me justice. And oh boy, is this ever true. One day you'll have kids, and I hope they turn out just like you do. Behind every great man was a great mother. Can you imagine what the mothers of these well-known men said to their children? Mrs. Morris, Sam, stop tapping your fingers on that table. It's driving me crazy. Or Mrs. Lindbergh, Charles, can't you do anything by yourself? Or Mrs. Washington, George never did have a head for money. And Mrs. Armstrong, Neil has no more business taking flying lessons than the man on the moon. But mothers do influence their sons and daughters. So for you mothers here today, and by the way, the candy that we're giving out, that's for every lady here today, okay? But for you mothers this morning, just think of the great blessing it is to your children for them to have a godly mother. I want to start, and I'm not going to ask you to turn to any scriptures because most of them are familiar. I just want you to listen. I want to start with Proverbs 31:10, and it's going to be our sounding board for today's message. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Good mothers are incredible. Good, godly mothers are priceless. And I thank the Lord that I have both in my life. I have a godly mother. And have a godly wife. If you're blessed with that gift, then you'll likely say you had the best. Well, I'm sorry, you're wrong, because I did. There are many examples of godly mothers in Scripture. We have Hannah, Jochebed, Mary, and the list goes on. I have experience growing up with a godly mother. Was she perfect? No, far from it, actually. In fact, she was actually quite terrible. As I said already, making me eat that awful, awful concoction she made. She made me do things like vacuum the house and give my brother a kiss when I hurt him. And making me stand up against the wall when I couldn't stay awake in school. Oh, she was awful. But then looking back, I realized I had a saint for a mother. And understand, is she had to have been a saint to raise my five siblings, especially my sisters. And if she would only have just had me, she would have had such a good life. But not everyone can have that blessing, so I understand. But today I want to tell you some things my mother gave me, and I actually want to use some personal examples here. And like I said, this can be applied. Some of these principles are just good life advice. My mother gave me time. Proverbs 14:1 says, every wise woman builds her house, but the foolish plucks it down with her hands. A wise and godly woman builds her house, but how is that done? By taking time with her family. If you want to have influence on your children, if you want to have influence on anyone, but you don't take time with them, you've lost the fight. We've heard the expressions, time is a precious commodity, or there just isn't enough time in the day, or I just don't have time. When you as a mother tell that to your children, you do a lot of damage. There are just some of the areas, and I'm sure you can come up with more, some of the areas of where my mother showed time and shared time with me. She spent time playing. And at first glance, that doesn't sound very spiritual, but it actually is, because it was time spent. My mother spent hours, and my wife does the same thing, reading to us. It's probably why I enjoy hearing my wife read to my boys, because mom spent hours, I mean big, thick books she would read to us. Thrilling Escapes by Night. How many of you heard that story, read that book? It's a story of martyrs and escaped martyrs. I mean, some pretty serious, scary stories. And she read that whole book to us, and I'll never forget it. And no, it wasn't scarred. It was some good book, good stories. She spent hours coloring pictures with us, and for some reason, hers always turned out nicer. Is playing spiritual? Yes, because it's showing your children that you love them enough to spend time with them doing something they enjoy doing. And there's definitely a sacrifice there, and sometimes I'm sure she would rather have been getting work done, but I'll never forget the time she spent with us. Mom spent time teaching. Mom was a fantastic teacher. She homeschooled all six of us. I did the math on that. I think it was around 35 years that she taught, if you do all my siblings down to my youngest. I look back on that and wonder, how was that done? Because I know with two boys, my wife is busy homeschooling them. But God helped her. And I was thinking over the things that my mom taught me. She taught me work ethic. It is so important for mothers to teach their kids a good work ethic and exemplify that. In our society today, work is not taught. It's not exemplified. Kids are trained today to think they shouldn't have to work and everything should be handed to them. And it's no wonder we see the chaos that we see today because of that. I'm glad my mom taught me how to work. And she showed us how to work. Take time to teach your children how to work, even though the job will take longer when you do it that way. She taught us discipline. If a job's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't quit until the job is done. And those were things I was taught growing up. Mom showed us how to be disciplined in work and personal devotions and Christian living and generally just in life, to be disciplined. And one thing for sure, if we weren't disciplined in our actions and behaviors, we were to be disciplined in the end. And you can figure out which end got the disciplining. And I encourage you mothers here today, take time to teach and exemplify to your children discipline. Our young people today would be much better off if they were taught discipline and given a little discipline. She taught us school, and as I already said, Mom homeschooled us. While I know that not everyone chooses this route or can choose this route, I might say that the more our society goes on, homeschooling is looking more and more safe. But even if you never homeschool, a mother should still be her children's greatest teacher. Mom was a great teacher. No, she wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer, and she will readily admit that. But she was faithful in teaching us reading, writing, and arithmetic, but those were the small matters. She taught us what really counted, faith in God. And we'll speak about that here in a little bit. The passage in Deuteronomy comes to mind, 6:7, you shall teach them diligently to your children and talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. That's life teaching. Take every opportunity you can to teach your children, because society will influence them negatively at every turn. my mother gave us time by spending time listening. In my opinion, that's a mom's most important job, listening to her kids. Because when your children reach a certain age, and that varies from person to person, they'll desperately need someone in their corner to listen to them and help them through problems that they're facing. And for whatever reason, dads aren't first on that list to go running to, probably because they aren't home as much, but that's or personalities. But my mom was an excellent listener. She was willing to drop what she was doing to listen to us if we needed to talk. And sometimes that went late into the night for me. I'll never forget that. And to this day, if I have something tough I'm going through, mom's one of the first, if not the first person I call. Bottom line is, ladies, that you need to make time for your children. Because a wise woman builds up her house. And then my mother gave me love. Titus 2, 3, and 4. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as become holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. But verse 4 says that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, and to love their children. There are so many ways to show love, and we could be here all day if we listed all of them. But I just want to show a few that came to mind that I felt was shown to me. And that's love by physical touch is one of them. You might say, well, you can show love without touching. And I'd argue that with you. There's much scientific evidence to prove that loving your children by touching is paramount to physical growth and development. There was one instance where a baby was declared dead, and a mother cuddled the baby skin to skin, and the baby revived. Whatever your view on the angle or the science angle of it, I know from personal experience there's nothing quite like a mother's hug when you're down. It starts when you're young, you get a boo-boo, and mommy comes and kisses it and makes it all better. You get a little older, and you have a crisis, and mommy gives you a hug. But even now, every time my mom and I part ways, I get a hug and a kiss. And somehow mom knows when I'm down and I need a hug, even now. So I'll encourage you mothers, and I don't think you mothers have problems with this, but I still encourage you, give your children physical love. My mother loved by creating security. Another way I felt love, and I feel like mom showed love, is she created a safe place for her children to come to. And that obviously applies to both parents. That applies to everyone. The only time that I was afraid to come to my mother was when I had done something wrong. And understand, those were very, very few and far between because of the exemplary behavior that I manifested as a child. I get the feeling not everybody believes that. But as I grew older, I realized that my mom was the safest place I could run to. I didn't have to be afraid of her. And I knew that no matter what, mom would still love me. And because of this, I still feel safe to come to mom with my problems and anything that I'd like advice on, because I know she's a safe place to go to. And my mom was a protector. I've often said, you do anything to her brood, and she came unglued. And you know, that carries down to the grandchildren now too. Think of all the chaos that would be avoided in today's society if parents would create a safe environment for their children. And another way the mother can show love is by loving their father, the children's father. Mothers, one of the best ways you can show love to your children is to show love to their father, and vice versa, fathers to mothers. It says in verse 4 of the passage we just read, young women need to love their husbands, love their children. There was never a doubt in my mind that my mom loved my dad. Although they didn't always get along the best, and I knew times when they were upset at each other. But there was a sense of security knowing that my mom and dad loved each other, and we didn't need to worry about that changing. Kevin Lehman says that kids today don't fear nuclear attacks or war. They fear their parents splitting up. Think of the safety a child would feel if they knew without a doubt that their parents were together for life. So mothers, show your children that you love their dad. And then my mother taught me faith. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul is talking to Timothy and giving his greetings and giving instructions. But in verse 5, he says, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is in you also." Paul was excited to see that Timothy showed a strong faith just like he was taught by his mother and his grandmother. And there's something to be said about a mother sharing her faith with her children. I ask by raise of hands, how many of you were led to Christ by your mother? But I would venture to say that there would even be more hands that would be raised if we would ask the question, how many of you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for your mother's prayers? I can tell you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, if it wasn't for my mother's prayers, I would not be here as your pastor right now. That kind of makes it seem like dads are out of the picture, but that's not the case. It's just that mom is interacting most with the children. Was my mom perfect? No. Did she ever make mistakes? All the time. But I think that's what helped me, because I realized that my mom, with all her flaws and all her hang-ups, was such a positive influence on me that it gives me hope for my children and for my wife and I that, oh, there is a chance, even with all of our failings, we can still be good parents. She taught me the importance of prayer and the necessity of praying daily and having daily devotions, and she told me that we can keep coming to God even if we fail Him and continue to ask Him for help. And I'll never forget the conversation I had with her that stuck with me for the rest of my life. Was I was feeling like I wasn't a Christian anymore. And she said, when Satan starts making you feel that way, you know you are, because he wants to get you discouraged. When Satan's fighting, you're doing something right. She taught me integrity by her example. She showed me how a Christian should live. And obviously a mother can't give her children her faith. It doesn't work that way. But they can be an example of what faith looks like. We all know that children learn by example. We have imitators. We know that. So I encourage you mothers here today to display a godly testimony, a godly faith, so they'll see Jesus through you. Because children really do see Jesus through their parents. You can't force your faith on someone, especially your children, but you can live it. You can exemplify it. So to recap what I've said this morning, there are three things that my mother taught me. Time, or what mom shared with me, it was time, love, and faith. I praise God for her testimony, and I trust through her example that I've learned to understand how to raise my own children. And a joke that I say is, I hope that I can be half the mother my mother was. I also want to leave an encouraging word to you mothers here today. Stay strong. Keep leaning on the Lord. No matter where you are in your journey, you may be a great grandmother, but lean on the Lord. We live in a day where everything we hold on to for our Christian faith seems to be under attack, every single thing. In this day, our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, whatever, desperately need your time, your tender love, and Christian example to make it. So whether you're a mother currently or a grandmother, whatever, your job is not over. Maybe you're not responsible to raise those children, but you're responsible to be an encouragement. You can still give them time and love and your faith. So mothers are incredibly special, and I want to say publicly, I love my mother and I love my boy's mother. And I have one last article I'd like to read to you. Listen closely, because it might sound like we're celebrating the wrong season. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the abode, only one creature was stirring, and she was cleaning the commode. The children were finally sleeping, all snug in their beds, while visions of Nintendo and Barbie flipped through their heads. Dad was snoring in front of the TV, a half-constructed bicycle on his knee. So only the mom heard the reindeer's hooves clatter, which made her sigh, now what's the matter? With toilet bowl brush, Still clutched in her hand, she descended the stairs and saw the old man. He was covered with ashes and soot, which fell with a shrug. "Oh, great," muttered the mom. "Now I have to clean the rug." "Ho, ho, ho," cried Santa. "I'm glad you're awake. Your gift was especially difficult to make." "Thanks, Santa, but all I want is some time alone." "Exactly," he chuckled. "I've made you a clone." "A clone?" she asked. "What good is that?" "Run along, Santa. I've no time for chit-chat." The mother's twin, same hair, same eyes, same double chin. She'll cook, she'll dust, she'll mop every mess. You'll relax, take it easy. Watch the young and the restless. "Fantastic," the mom cheered. "My dream come true. I'll shop, I'll read, I'll sleep a whole night through." From the room above, the youngest began to fret. "Mommy, I'm scared and I wet." The clone replied, "I'm coming, sweetheart." "Hey," the mom smiled, "she knows her part." The clone changed the small one and hummed a tune as she bundled the child in a blanket cocoon. "You're the best mommy ever. I really love you." The clone smiled and sighed, "I love you too." The mom frowned and said, "Sorry, Santa, no deal. That's my child's love she's trying to steal." Smiling wisely, Santa said, "To me it's clear, only one loving mother is needed here." The mom kissed her child and tucked her into bed. "Thank you, Santa, for clearing my head. I sometimes forget it won't be very long when they'll be too old for my cradle song." The clock on the mantel began to chime. Santa whispered to the clone, "It works every time." With the clone by his side, Santa said, "Good night. Merry Christmas, dear mom. You'll be just fine." So mothers, I want to tell you, you're needed and you're loved. Stand with me, please. Father, thank you for our mothers. Thank you for this day. Bless each one of us as we strive to serve you. And I pray we'll bless our mothers in a special way. Whether they're a mother currently with small children or they're a grandmother trying to encourage their children to raise godly children. Lord, we thank you and praise you. Go with each of us today and bless each one in your name. Amen. Thank you for coming.